Okay, so all right, so this is welcome to We'll Be the Judge of That. I'm Jeremy. This is my co-host Nico. Yep. It's
I mean,
it's
hi,
episode,
buddy.
huh?
Hi.
Yeah, it's episode negative one. I'm sorry, it's episode one.
It's episode Negative Land? Oh man, we don't actually know that much about
it
Negative
is.
Land. Okay.
No, we it's episode one. I think we already recorded episode negative one. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, there we go. All right.
I think that's what we're gonna call the one-sided conversation we did the other day.
Episode half.
and I have a friend here, Gigi. This is my daughter. Say hi. Gigi just
Hi,
absolutely had
Gigi.
to be included.
No, right, of course. Right.
So maybe there won't be bad language. I don't know.
Today, for the moment, while someone's in the room,
Man, let
yeah.
it fly. Who cares? You gotta learn about it somehow. Am I right?
It depends on your definition of bad.
Michael Jackson? Well, all right, that was a bad
Depending on
example.
your, yeah, can't really use that one anymore.
No pun intended. All right. So we're supposed to be talking about movies, man.
Sure, right, yeah, movies.
Unfortunately, we
We want.
lost all that, we lost all that great stuff I was talking about with the
Freeway?
Nazis, huh?
We're not allowed to call them that anymore. They're white supremacists.
Okay.
They get really titchy about the N
Yeah,
word.
I'm real worried about what their problems are. I don't want to offend them.
Well, there are some very fine people in the Nazi community.
Shut up. Shut up. That's,
No,
oh
fair
man.
enough. No,
Oh,
we
wait.
don't
Yeah. Wait a minute. So we got to have the Gigi corner. Gigi, tell the audience what you're doing tomorrow with mommy.
I'm going to Starbucks and I'm going to go get a Frappuccino. My first one.
Ah,
Yeah.
okay.
Off the wall. She's going to be off the wall. This apparently is a coffee-free cappuccino. I'm not really sure how that works, but
Well, they're about 90% sugar anyway. It can't be that
it's all
hard
sugar. Oh, what? Wait, apparently I wasn't supposed to tell you that. What's the matter?
to. I'm supposed to tell them.
Okay.
Okay, I'm
No, 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 no,
sorry.
no, stop. Sorry.
Frappuccinos, huh? Well,
Yep. Oh,
that's
also
fine.
the dog.
Also, the dog.
Can you hear can Edmund?
Dogachino.
Did you hear Edmund?
Yes,
Okay.
briefly.
He's really sweaty.
He's a good dog.
Yeah, he's a sweaty dog.
He is, by all reports, a fat puppy.
He is a little fat dog. I love my puppy. Anyway,
Is
all right, man. So
that chair supposed to do that?
we've been, yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm getting asked questions about my chair for the listening audience at home.
Be quiet.
This is great radio, by the way. Anyway.
No, this is fantastic. We're talking about chairs, and Frappuccinos that don't have coffee in them.
Yeah. What other kind is there? Were you saying you put coffee in yours, weirdo? Huh?
Well, no, we
I
don't
thought
drink
you
though.
were going to look at the Alexa and see that dent.
Oh, I will look at the dent in Alexa later. Okay.
Okay.
Honey, can you do me a favor? Can you go out there until we're done and come back in when I tell you?
This seems like This seems like some tense negotiation here.
Oh, God. All right. Oh, I have to tell you something. Before we proceed, so I know they're going to make us do it anyway, but I do have to say Anchor is pretty great because as of now, we are on Spotify.
I think our social anxiety is giving us a bit of socially anxiety-induced vertigo here. So, thanks for that particular fucking news. No, that sounds great. That sounds just great. That sounds just fantastic and great.
This is real shit.
This is proper radio.
It is. You want me to give the weather report?
Please, if you would.
I'm Jeremy Charles with your online, anyway, such and such.
With your online such and such.
You there such and such, you so and so. All right.
Whoa. I see language.
I said expletives. An expletive.
Yeah, we all heard you.
No, I mean in the introduction.
You said that there was going to be expletives on the show, right. So you can go ahead and say expletive. That's fine.
All right. So, you go ahead, man. You go first. What have you been watching?
You want to recap Freeway? You've seen that. You're not supposed to let them know
that we did a whole episode that was totally screwed up. But I guess go ahead.
No, man. It doesn't make any sense to not talk about that. Everyone is gonna know anyway.
They wouldn't have.
This is even better because we could just allude to it mysteriously. I mean, you know, specifically. But this way it becomes not episode zero or negative one or whatever the hell we came up with, but the lost episode.
We got a lost episode already? I'm telling you.
We're probably going to have an episode where we talk about Lost too, but
Lost and with a T.
With a T. Well, we talk about everything with a T, so it really only stands to reason.
So, what have you been watching?
So Freeway, man, Freeway on your recommendation. That's some good stuff right there.
Yeah, man, Freeway. Matthew Bright,
whatnot,
directed by and produced by Oliver Stone. Little known.
Produced by Oliver Stone, it's true. Directed by Matthew Bright,
mm-hmm.
Who you remember from his days with the excellent Knights of Oingo Boingo, with somebody or other Knights? The Mystic Knights of Oingo Boingo. Right. We're experts at this.
I can tell. Yes.
It should be everybody should know that we know what we're doing.
We are totally real hard. Which is why we should be on Spotify.
Anyhow. We do research, exhaustive research.
I've never researched anything in my life. I just want to say that.
I'm exhausted. Here we go. So Matthew, but yeah, known for his exploits with the Mystic Knights of Oingo Boingo.
No. Stop. Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo.
And this is why we don't do research.
I'm coming at it hard, man. I'm coming at you.
Yeah, right. No, we hear you. We hear you the whole damn time. But
don't argue but with also, the host. I'm on Spotify.
Also, the thing, but nobody cares about that. That's just some crappy band that Danny Elfman was in.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Crappy. And yeah, come at me, bro.
Oh God, we got 11 minutes in before a come at me, bro.
is this gonna be a feature now? Is this come at me, bro? Say yes. Say yes.
A COMD.
A CAMD. CAMD. Get it
don't,
right.
Don't no. Don't correct me. It stands. I'm the host.
right. Do we get a host pulling rank count too?
I guess not yet, but eventually.
The answer is yes. The answer is we are absolutely going to have a host pulling rank count.
Okay,
an HPR count. We have CAMB count and the HPR count. It's going
to
be.
Maybe we should ask the listeners to keep up with that count.
You know what? It is already asking, frankly, far too much of the listeners to tune in.
It's Spotify, dude. What are people not going to listen to it?
Huh?
I said it's on Spotify, man. What are people not going to listen to it?
Not if they have any damn sense, and we're talking about the internet, so I guess that can answer that question.
Okay, you got to stop dissing the internet, man. But anyway,
that's our thing, dude. That's our shtick. Just saying.
Okay, go ahead, Freeway.
Yeah, it's called Biden the Hand. It's dead punk, man.
I don't even know what that means, what you just said.
It doesn't mean anything. It's just punk. It's,
you know. Go ahead. Freeway. I've been waiting.
Freeway is also dead punk. So there are actually two films called Freeway. Freeway and its sequel, Freeway 2, Confessions of a Trick Baby.
I can't not laugh when I hear that. Go ahead.
Right, yeah, no, and they're weird, sleazy, modern being, you know, updated to the 90s. Updates of classic fairy tales, which might come off as a little bit of a spoiler here, but first of all, we don't care about that.
Which you shouldn't.
Yeah, right. And
by the way, let me just interject here. People upset about spoilers, just watch the damn movie. Like, it's your friend talking to you at the water cooler is not the same as experiencing it.
Yeah, right. No, sure. Okay. And if the movie is any good, it's you know, the spoiler won't actually spoil all that much. We just don't care about it because we hit the internet and want to do as much as we can to piss it off. So, So, spoiler alert. Freeway is actually Little Red Riding Hood.
Right.
It concerns a high school student, barely, played by Reese Witherspoon, whose parents get picked up for hooking and selling meth, or rather. He doesn't actually get picked up for selling meth, I think. I think he just gets picked up for being the husband of a hooker. Actually, I think he gets picked up for being on The Pretender for 4 years, but that's...
Does Reese Witherspoon get naked in this movie? I can't remember.
Reese Witherspoon does not get naked in this movie.
I'm not watching it. I've already seen it.
Yeah, that's weird, because, yeah, he recommended it to us. and with good reason. Reese Witherspoon does not get naked in this movie. She does, however, get menaced by Kiefer Sutherland.
Right. The big bad wolf.
Which is almost as good. Yeah. Or Bob Wolverton is
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Film. And as it turns out, he is he's the widely feared I-5 killer. Who preys on young girls in a credit sequence that looks like an R. Crumb comic. And picks up Reese Witherspoon when she flees from her social worker after her parents get picked up for being bad.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. This is all coming back to me. I haven't watched Freeway in a very long time.
Yeah. Well. Now. So she flees to head off to go visit her to go stay with her grandmother up in L.A.
Bokeem Woodbine is in the movie, right?
Man, Bokeem Woodbine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Bokeem Woodbine. Is here, ladies and gentlemen. You want to say something about your role in Freeway? No? No? Sorry, Bokeem is going to be leaving here as he's embarrassed.
Man, our first episode, Bokeem Woodbine, we had him here, he didn't say anything, but he was in the studio.
He was. And now he's left. He's getting in his car. He's backing up. And now he's going forward. Oh, and he has just driven into the window of the studio. Only it's not actually the window of the studio, which is why you haven't heard anything. That's the window of the massage parlor next door. So, Bokeem Woodbine, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Bokeem. You've been great.
Man, I just want to say, BLM.
Massage ladies' lives matter too. I think is the real takeaway.
No, they don't. You're mistaken. But continue.
Well, they do, which is why we're here, because they're all at home self-isolating so that they don't get coronavirus.
The coronavirus?
Honestly, we kind of don't really understand why Bokeem showed up here. That seems like a really irresponsible thing to do, frankly. Hey, Jeremy, let's not have guests on our show. I think that's a terrible idea.
Okay, but we're on Spotify, man. We might get something. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point. Okay, so Freeway, you like that, huh?
Yeah. It was, as I seem to recall, you in your pitch for it to us.
Yeah.
It's what natural born killers actually wanted to be.
Yeah. That could be said about so many different movies, but yes, I agree.
Well, anything good, I think really is the salient point. Natural Born Killers, blue. But it's
yeah, but I mean, feel like little... so many people like loved that movie when they were younger. I.e. me.
Yeah. So many people think Silence of the Lambs is like the scariest flick they've ever seen, too. We don't understand these people, and we don't.
Excuse me. Good point.
Freeway has a little bit more going on with it. It's less interesting in like the media fetishization of violence.
Yeah.
And is more it takes a more feminist track. Like it's more about how women victims, and particularly poor women victims, get the shaft as far as any sort of like justice concerning their victimhood goes.
Sure.
Like,
well, Matthew Bright has like a really interesting point of view. It should be noted that Matthew Bright, I believe, is homosexual.
Oh, okay.
So that, like, I think it's like really interesting to see him like make these like exploitation type flicks from his point of view.
Sure. Yeah.
Because they're like exploitative, but what do I want to say? He's like exploitative, but he like understands the exploited person. What is the word I'm looking for?
Might even sympathetic.
There we go. He's like exploitative, but like sympathetic at the same time.
I might even amend that a little bit. It seems less exploitative and just trashy. I mean,
yeah, I think
and we mean trashy in a sort of like camp sort of way.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. I think he just likes that style of film. But
yeah,
I agree.
But I mean, it's very outre and over the top, and you know, deals with, you know, is you know, not afraid to get gross and into it, you know. There's a strong John Waters influence, I think, going
on in
Freeway.
Good.
As well,
that's very true. Oh, that's very, very true.
Okay,
you
done
now?
You
finished? I'm joking.
No, man, because then there is then the everything is brought to the next level with MF'n Freeway 2 Confessions of a Trick Baby.
Right.
A
trick. I don't even know what a trick baby is.
A trick baby is a child that a hooker has with a John rather than someone that she is in a committed relationship with.
Look, dude, this is getting kind of offensive. BLM, you got to back up and take a look.
Oh, well, we are talking about Freeway 2 Confessions of a Trick Baby. Brother, it is going to get offensive.
I want to just add in BLM, you got to back up and take a look. I want to say now, because I feel like we should do this, because I didn't really realize we were going to have the reach immediately that we would, but I do take BLM seriously.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. No, absolutely. And honestly, we're probably going to end up doing a bit on that fairly soon, or at least on African American cinema.
Yes,
or
I
something.
Agree. Yes.
There are a couple of things that we've been meaning to catch up on, and I don't know, we're you know.
I can't wait to do my movie, so hurry it up.
Oh, all right. Well, Freeway 2 Confessions of Trick Baby is Freeway, but even more so. Instead of Reese Witherspoon, you have, oh my God, Natasha Lyonne. who Natasha Lyonne in 1999, man, that gal is queen of trash. God bless her forever and ever. Instead of Kiefer Sutherland,
friend of the show, can we call her friend of the show?
She's a friend of the show. Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you might want to note down. Want to get a hold of her and let her know that.
She'll know.
All right, we're going to trust you on that. Instead of Kiefer Sutherland, the bad guy is Vincent Gallo. So stuff right there, Vincent Gallo.
I feel like I should tell the listeners just in passing. I actually met Vincent Gallo once in a restaurant.
Well, see, now if you're going to tell people that, now you have to tell the story.
There's no story. I was at Cafe Brazil, which is a restaurant here in Texas. And I was with a friend of mine. It's weird. He literally just messaged me like right before I started telling this. And we were sitting there and there was a woman that we both knew named Amy who was sitting there. And Aaron kept saying, the guy I was with, kept saying, that guy that she's with looks really familiar. So Amy got up to go to the bathroom. And while she was gone, Aaron was like, hey, this guy's not like a weird question, but are you Vincent Gallo? And he was like, yeah. And he was like the Vincent Gallo. And he was like, yes, yeah. And it was very strange. It was like 2 a.m.
That's awesome. Vincent Gallo was in Dallas at 2 a.m.
Yeah, but it was more interesting to know that he was eating dinner or whatever meal that is at that point with Amy, a girl that we knew, which was like really strange. I never got a follow-up on that, by the way. From her, I mean.
How she knows Vincent Gallo?
Nope. I don't know. I don't know any of that.
Gotcha. All right.
Amy
well,
is
that...
a very interesting person. I'll just put it at that.
Okay.
She was the years and years ago, she was the lead singer of a punk band called Bread and Water. They're really good. I believe that they are on YouTube and Spotify. That's just FYI.
Uh-huh. All right.
If you're in that kind of thing.
We're not. I don't think anybody is.
I don't mean you. I'm not talking to you.
I don't think anybody's into Spotify. Nobody knows about any of that stuff.
Bad mouthing platforms that put us up. All right.
That's why you do the ad copy. There is a reason, a very, very good reason why you do the ad copy.
Well, I haven't even done any yet, but okay.
Exactly.
And the way things are going, I never will. Okay.
It's good. We're all friends here.
Guess.
Everybody loves a little it's edgy, it's punk, man. Everybody loves punks, right? That's why they're called punks.
What?
We're punk, which means that everybody loves us. That's the idea here.
Wow. I'm pretty sure that you need to look up the definition of the word punk, but okay.
I am real sure I don't need to look up anything.
Don't, because we don't want to do any research.
I think I should just express my opinions loudly and as they come to me.
Well, you're on the perfect platform for that.
Exactly. See, we know how to internet. We know what this is all about.
Are you done now? Are y'all through? You finished?
Sure.
As the man said.
Whatever you want, baby.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Are you finished? Are you done? Or do you have another?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can I talk about the movie I watched?
Yeah, sure, of course.
All right, so movie I watched most recently that I really want to talk about on the podcast is, wait for it, because it's going to blow you away, Uncut Motherfucking Gems.
That's great. That's great. We got some air horn going. That's fantastic.
I do believe that Anchor has seriously.
Our first sweet Anchor ad money really needs to go to a soundboard. We got to.
I actually think Anchor has sound effects.
You know it. We know it.
Oh man, I prefer just doing it with my mouth.
That's awesome, really, no man. It's lo-fi maker.
Into the issue. Do what?
I said no. That's good, man. It's lo-fi. It's makerspace. It's yeah. Good shit right here.
Really, no need to bring a whole soundboard into the. Anyway, Uncut Gems on Netflix right now, and it is so good. It's seriously one of the best movies I have seen in the last couple of years. I watched it twice within the first 48 hours I discovered it. And I made my wife watch it and she hated it. Adam Sandler, right? Playing, he plays, what's the guy's name? Bobby Bling? Howie Bling. That's who it is. Yeah. Howie Bling is his nickname. Howard somebody. So he's like a
Howard something Jewish.
Whoa, BLM man, back up.
But it is.
You can't say that. This is 2020.
Then you know what? Then we really shouldn't be talking about Uncut Gems, because Uncut Gems is a wicked Jewish movie. It's got Judd Hirsch in it. I mean,
no, man, it was so good. So he's Adam Sandler, and in my personal opinion, the best performance of his career. I was gonna say his best serious performance, but.
Right there with you. I think a case could be made for Punch Drunk Love, but I think it could really
grown
probably
too, man.
Be only
I'm
made...
telling you, it's Grown Ups too.
Punch Drunk Love, but honestly, not a lot of people really like Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah, my wife hates that movie too. Movies that my wife hates. How can I count them?
Yeah. We're going to have her on the show next.
Can almost guarantee you that will not happen. But
okay. Sounds good.
Anyway, yes. So he's a jewelry dealer in New York, and he, it turns out, is addicted to gambling. And so he's into this loan shark for like $100,000. And it's just so good with like the tension. I mean, the movie's like over 2 hours long. And I believe, as you said, and I think you got it exactly right, the movie starts with the tension at the beginning and just does not let up.
The way we have described it is it is like 2 hours of falling off a cliff.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. A Jewish one.
Yes, Ratner. Howard Ratner is his character's name. Which comes
it's like Masana, really?
Huh? Yeah.
Masada, it's the Jewish cliff.
Huh. See, now you said that. We didn't say that. You said that.
It's a mountain. Forget it. Anyway.
I'll allow it.
Hey, no, wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
Continue.
Wait a minute.
Well, what?
I'm calling you out.
Okay. No, man. This is a separate evolutionary line. It's got Scott did not invent. I'll allow it. All right.
I don't know, man. You want to be? I actually do think we need to be careful now because I really didn't realize the thing was going to put us on Spotify with the big boys like immediately.
Clearly, if we're on Spotify this fast, it's not exactly with the big boys.
Dude,
I think they get offended by what
you
just
said. BLM, you need to back up and take a look.
That's not going to end, is it?
No.
We're going to be doing that for a while.
No, man, that's my catchphrase. It's number two to the other catchphrase, which I cannot remember. But
it's okay. It'll come back around on the guitar. We'll be fine.
But no, man. Anyway, no. To get back to what we were fucking talking about. This movie is so good. Judge Hurt.
That is not a thing that happens on this show.
And Eric Bogosian is in the house, guys. I am a huge Eric Bogosian fan. I will watch him. I watch him in Under Siege too. God help me.
And that guy is terrifying.
He's great. No, I watched it and I was like, so Eric Bogosian, he just on coke all the time now? Or because he looks coked out of his mind. Actually, most of the people do in this movie, but
probably. Except for another featured player in here, Kevin Garnett.
Right. Yes. Can we give a shout out to how great Kevin Garnett was?
Who is a statue of serenity? I mean, the man is the calm center at the eye of this motherfucking storm. Kevin Garnett.
I just want to stop you right here and say I need a T-shirt that says that. I am the calm center at the eye of this motherfucking storm.
No. We should be down for this. That's what we're getting out of this show. That's what we're getting out of this show. Is handmade T-shirts whenever we say that we want a T-shirt that says that. That's
merch.
This is what I'm looking for.
No, we make them and then we sell them, you see. That's how this works.
No. We do the show, and then fans who love us so much give us what we want. We're like cam girls.
Who? We're like who?
We're like cam girls.
What is? I don't even know what that means. What is that?
Cam girls? You don't know what a cam girl is?
No. Oh, C-A-M with an M as in Mary?
It was a C-A-M. Yeah, C-A-M.
Got it. I'm sorry. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, right, yeah.
Sorry, not
that. It's quite all right.
It's not really. So
it's not. No.
Anyway, I cannot. I have to give it 5 stars. I cannot recommend it enough. I thought it was so good. I also want to just in passing largely recommend Good Time, which I have seen, but I didn't rewatch it, even though I wanted to. Anyway, but. Nico, who's the directors? What are their names?
The Safdies.
There you go.
The Safdies. Yes. Josh and Barry.
I did a lot of research before we started this episode.
That's what we're going to become known for is our exhaustive research.
Oh, it's going to be exhaustive, but I don't think in the way you're meaning it.
I'm already exhausted. Also conceivably no longer care. And that's not to say that I don't take the show seriously. I just no longer care about anything. So,
well, how could you?
Yeah, right.
We're into what, year two of quarantine really no or something? Huh? Do what?
I said there's clearly no point to it anymore.
Well, yeah, that's what I just said. We're into like year two of quarantine or something.
Something like that. Something like that. It's countdown to the end times, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So
I'll give a shout out to the podcast Countdown to the End Times. If that's not a podcast, it should be.
If it's not a podcast, call dibs on the name.
Uh huh.
Dibs on that name. Doing it.
And doing it and doing it and doing it well. All right.
Well. anyway. Yeah. You've seen a couple of the only thing we've seen by the Safdies is Good Time. Also, an excellent. Excellent film.
Yeah, it's really good.
You're absolutely right about that. Though, honestly, if we had to pick and have to say, Uncut Gems wins our 5 stars. Yeah. Over Good Time.
Yeah, I agree. They're both great films, but I thought Uncut Gems is a little bit better from what I remember.
I'm interested in their other stuff, though. Some of it sounds pretty fucking bleak. I think you saw Heaven Can Wait. Not Heaven Can Wait. There is no heaven. You're all a bunch of fucking bastards.
I don't remember that one.
On Heaven. Heaven Knows What. Heaven Knows What.
Heaven Knows What.
That's mm-hmm. the one. Yeah.
It's the feel-good movie of the year.
See, you can tell I'm exhausted because I could have just gone ahead and looked that up on the internet right here, and I'm just not going to. That's what we think of research. You and your quality journalism up in here.
Journalism. Well, don't do something. I don't know.
Don't say that filthy word.
Yeah. Around here. Hey, journalists are an enemy of the state. I read up. I read what the president says.
We would also like to point out now, early on, before we get anything, that neither of us actually appreciate or agree with anything our fearless leader has to say about anything at all ever.
Yeah.
So if anybody's bored and hasn't sent out enough hate mail about how much liberal assholes don't like Trump, we can offer ourselves up as a new target for you.
Yeah, both of us. Man, I'm gonna tell you something right now. And you know, he's been talking. I stand with Nico on that, and I'm one of the BLM hardcore people. And I'm also very ACAB. Sorry, I just am. I'm not going to apologize for that. I do believe that.
No one's asking you to.
And I don't mean to you.
No one's asking you to. And, no one at all is asking you to. No one's going to listen to this. It's fine.
That's a good point.
It's totally the only people that are going to listen to this are the NSA, and frankly, they already have our numbers. So.
I wonder if they get discounts on Spotify. Anyway,
I want to point out that Jeremy and I are not actually the same person, and we're not entirely ACAB, at least not to the extent that he is. We certainly don't like them. We certainly don't think that calling them has ever made a situation in our life any better. But We're sure there's some very fine people on some police department somewhere.
They are. I'm sorry.
I'm sure there are. And if anybody, and if any of them would like to call in, and
we've been over this before. There are not callers on a podcast.
No, we know that. You mentioned that too. You want to edit that out, because I really want it. I really, really, really want Cox to waste a bunch of time trying to call into a podcast. I really, really do, Jeremy. Don't know how much.
I'll put the number up.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's the number right there. Under
it should be flashing on your screen right now.
Right. Yeah. You just call that number and tell whoever answers how much you like police. How they have a really tough job and get a really raw deal. And how their daddy was a cop. So all those people that don't like cops don't like their daddy, and that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a very important point to put in there at the end.
That's gonna get you
a lot of sympathy.
All right, 47 minutes in. Are we done? I don't know.
And on that note, I feel like we ought to try to get the Guardians back here for a moment. We ought to at least make a token effort.
What we're doing right now is sculpting. We're weeding out all those people we don't want.
Right, right, right. Which is everybody, I take it. I think that's where we're going.
I guess.
I think, despite all our protestations, I don't think we're going to get. I don't think we're going to get a huge crossover hit with the BLM community. At least not with this episode.
Think for yourself, man.
That doesn't count. You already have cred, man. You know.
I do. I well.
Everybody knows Jeremy.
That's the other podcast I'm starting.
Everybody knows Jeremy. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a sitcom. It's a radio sitcom in the vein of Everybody Loves Raymond, uh-huh. but more depressing.
Mm-hmm. And set on the Titanic. I have this idea, okay, years and years ago, to do a sitcom.
This is going to be a terrible idea. Please, please continue.
Set on the Titanic, okay.
Knew it.
And each season. Okay, is a different level of the ship. See, and the whole uh-huh. comedy is that all these people are gonna die.
While that sounds hilarious, I think
it's like Always Sunny or something.
I think it's already been done. Only it's the world, and it's just right now.
I thought you were talking about the actual movie, Titanic.
Yeah, but that's really not very funny, except, like, accidentally.
Oh, I was laughing.
Bill Paxton.
Wasted that much of my life. Real quick, one sentence review of that movie. I have never wanted a group of people to drown so bad in my life.
Except for cops.
No, the cops, I mean, this was like a whole, the cops didn't like spend all the budget and went out of their way to make a whole thing. And then I had to watch it.
They did, though, didn't they?
I can safely say I hate Titanic more than the cops.
All right. Now that's a sitcom. Titanic Cops.
See, on each level. Anyway.
Exactly, man. No, it's brilliant. They have a bunch of cops, and they solve crimes on the Titanic, and each episode ends with the Titanic hitting an iceberg and everybody dying.
Right.
I think we got a real winner here.
You do, huh?
We're gonna have to book a writer, but I think we can get JJ Abrams on that one. Yeah, he's available, right? He's still returning your calls, yeah.
Sure. only if it's as good as what was that movie? 8mm? No. Eight
Super 8?
There we go. 8mm is something else. That's the Nicolas Cage snuff movie.
Yeah. Yep. The Nicolas Cage snuff film. Yeah. Yeah, that one's a real winner.
That movie is awesome. You shut your mouth. Oh.
All right.
Also, real quick, I want to say that I do also have a YouTube channel called Movies for Brains. It's Movies the Number 4 Brains. You guys can go there and watch my stupid shit. I don't know. It's more talk about movies, obviously.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes, of course. Yeah. This is Jeremy's baby. We're really just along for the ride and to make fun of him and anybody else that gets in our way.
Well, there you go. That's why we need you, man.
Yeah. No. No. We got a whole.
Hello. Uh oh. Did I lose Nico? Okay. Well, I guess. I don't know. Okay, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and